Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, what's going on, world? This is the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, your new source for inspiration, motivation, hope, and encouragement. I promise you, you're in for a ride as each week we will dive deep into inspiring stories, transformative strategies, and actionable motivation that will take you to new and exciting levels. So let's get ready to laugh, reflect, think, and transform your life. This is Eugene Hamilton. Let's grow. Hey, what's going on, world? Welcome to episode number 3 of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for telling somebody. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for pressing that share button. Thank you for telling your friends, your network, and those that you are connected to about the new go-to source for motivation, for inspiration, and most importantly, for information that will help you elevate your life and your experience. Please don't forget, no matter what platform you're listening on, please don't forget to subscribe as we continue to move forward, to build, to become that family that we all are looking to become. So once again, I certainly appreciate you. I certainly appreciate those that are on the fence, but looking forward to getting those new family members to jump aboard as we continue to move forward. This week, we're talking about what it takes to move forward, what it takes to get the courage, to get everything that you need to take that step. If you're just tuning in, last week was on fire as we talked just a little bit about the fact that, hey, we sometimes look at stuck or being stuck as sometimes an opportunity to get some more some more sympathy, right? When we are stuck, sometimes everybody's checking in on us. Oh, are you doing okay? Oh, have you moved forward? Oh, what do you need? Oh, this, that, and the other. And sometimes we find ourselves not so much loving it, not so much liking it, but getting comfortable with it to the point that we become okay with staying stuck. And then I forgot to say this. Sometimes we're stuck and we don't know we're stuck. But before we get into the episode for today, before we get into the show for today, I just want to say a word of prayer with you as we move forward. Father, thank you so much for everything. And when I say everything, thank you for everything. Thank you for the life that you've given to us. Thank you for the things that we have. Thank you for the things that we don't have. Thank you so much for supplying our need. I'm praying today for my friend who may be going through a difficult time right now, my friend who may be going through a difficult season, my friend who may have a decision to make that's huge, that's weighty, that's life-changing, as it were. I pray that you give them the insight, the wisdom, and everything that they need to make the right choice and to stay within your will. Amen. Once again, it's interesting as we move forward and we continue to walk in our purpose. And there's one thing that I'm always, conscious of is the reality that sometimes as we're walking in our purpose, sometimes we don't feel fully fulfilled because we are handling our purpose in a way that almost seems as if it's unnatural. It's almost like somebody who gets on a basketball court and they have the height, they have the look, they have the build, they have on the jersey, but they still need a little bit of coaching, right? They still need a little bit of direction. In fact, as I mentioned last episode, oftentimes we see greatness on the basketball court. We see greatness on the soccer field. We see greatness on the baseball diamond. We see greatness in the choir. We see greatness in the band. But sometimes they need somebody, a director, a coach, a mentor, to come along and aid them and help them to iron out those things that may not be as polished as they would like them to be so they can then move to the next step. So as we're thinking about our stuckness, let's be honest, at some point, all of us have been stuck. And I'll go into this later on in a later episode. Remember one time I was so stuck in my life that I was literally homeless, right? And I look back at it now, and that me being homeless was absolutely, positively my decision. In other words, I was so embarrassed to go get the help that I needed because I launched out thinking that I had all the tools, thinking that I had all the knowledge, thinking that I had everything that was necessary to do it on my own. And I made some bad moves, some bad choices. And I found myself living in my 1984 Nissan Sentra. Again, another topic for another episode. But in that moment, I was choosing to be stuck, but I actually wanted to move on. Right. And if you're listening today and you've been there before, or if you are there right now, lean in just a little closer. Here I am taking a shower at my friend's dormitory room, getting back in my car, finding a quiet place here and there to sleep. And I didn't have to be where I was. Think about it right now. I didn't have to be where I was, but I was choosing to remain stuck. I was choosing to stay in that situation. I was choosing to live that way because I was neglecting or rejecting the help that I know I needed. So one of the things that you'll need if you're deciding now that, hey, forget all this. I'm tired of being cool. I'm tired of being cute. This situation that I'm in makes no sense. I am better. I can do better. I will do better. Number one, you need courage. You need courage to move forward. You need courage to say to yourself, you know what? I'm now going to get to a place. I'm now going to leave this situation. I'm now going to leave this predicament. I'm now going to leave my right now to go into my next. You need courage to do that. And oftentimes you gain courage. Let me tell you how to gain the courage that you need. A lot of times you got to gain the courage by developing the habit of reminding yourself, first of all, of who you are. Let me come right to your seat, right to your speakers, wherever you're listening to this podcast episode. I'm telling you right now, many of you are living beneath your privilege because you don't believe in yourself. And that then is hindering you from developing, harnessing, and embracing the courage that you need to take that next step. Yeah. Let me say it again. Some of you, many of you are living beneath your privilege, your gifts, your talents, simply because you lack belief. Yeah. And I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to get, but I know this is the Eugene Hamilton podcast, and I've shared it with you before. I've got faith, and I've got faith in a big God. And I understand right now that when I stepped out, I had to have faith, I had to have courage, and I had to have some kind of resolve to where I said to myself, I know this is why I was born. You got to have the courage to say to yourself that I believe so much in what's in my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul that I know I was born to do whatever that next thing is for you. But I got to position myself so that I can receive my next. What am I trying to say? So many of us are stuck where we are. We've gotten comfortable there. We're okay with where we are. And all you need to move forward is a little bit of courage. And the way that we tap into that courage is, I believe, by number one, reminding ourselves In other words, have you ever done something before and you sit back or you analyze or you reflect and you say to yourself, I'm better than that. I shouldn't have done that. Or maybe I could have done that a little bit better. I'm better than that. Maybe you responded to a negative situation and you stooped down to somebody else's level and you said, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. I'm better than that. Not that you're better than that person or better than whomever it is the response was directed at. You're competing with yourself. You're saying, listen, I'm better than that. I'm not better than that person. I'm better than what I allowed myself to get into or to stoop down to in order to get even. Anyway, let's move forward because I'm thinking about the fact that so many of us are living beneath our call, our purpose, and our privilege because we lack courage. And number two, we also lack belief in ourselves. And of course, I'm not on this whole idea of you're some kind of being that is able to. No. I'm saying that as you lean into the strength and the power that's already been given to you, sometimes you don't even maximize. Have you ever had a kid? Right. I've got a 3-year-old son. Yeah, I got a 3-year-old son who's constantly looking at somebody else's plate without completing what's on his plate. I want that. Oh, daddy, what's that? I want that. What's on your plate, son? It's actually sometimes it's the same thing, but it's just not on his plate. He wants something else when he hasn't finished what's on his plate. So many of us want what's on somebody else's plate and we haven't dealt with what's right in front of us. And sometimes we set ourselves up to lack belief because we're biting off what we are not ready for. When if you continue to bite off of what's in front of you, you develop the next step, the next strength, the amount of strength that you need to move to the next step. So you can have what's on the next level or what's on somebody else's plate. But you've got to first believe that you can tackle what's right in front of you. You got to say to yourself that for where I am right now in my life, what's in front of me is enough. I need to master this. Almost like a kid who's very good in middle school and they may think at whatever sport, they may think that they're ready for college, but now you need to go ahead and get, there's some things that you haven't mastered in middle school yet. You're good. But you don't play defense well. You're good. But there's some reads, there's some plays that you need to. You're good. But there's some fundamentals you skipped over because you're that good. But it's going to be exposed at the next level. So sometimes the belief that we should develop in ourselves, check this out, is believing that we're at the right place right now. And I believe enough in myself that I'm going to tackle, I'm going to be diligent right where I am, because if I'm diligent right where I am and develop the strength that I need for the next step, develop it right now in this season, I'll be positioning and preparing myself for even greater. So ask yourself, do you lack belief in yourself? Do you lack an understanding of what you're good at? I give this analogy all the time because sometimes people have belief in themselves in the wrong areas. So they're not realistic. In fact, there are some people that I know who are gifted in certain areas, but they're so busy looking at, like my son, at somebody else's plate. They don't maximize their full potential right where they are. Because they're hungry to do something else that somebody else is doing that may look a little more glamorous. Yeah, it may look a little more shiny. It may look a little more attractive. But you've got to believe that you're right where you are. And though I am aiming now and making the decision to get unstuck, hear me out. Because sometimes when we desire to get unstuck, that's cool. That's fine. But sometimes the situation doesn't change overnight. It just begins with that decision to say, you know what? This is enough. I don't want to be stuck. And as you are getting out of that stuck place, you're developing what you need to move forward so that when you do get unstuck, you're ready to move forward like a racehorse. So to move on, you need courage. You need belief. And then you need a plan. Gots to have a plan. You got to have a plan. You can't just be all courage, all belief, and zero plan. I meet people all the time. In fact, I used to be that same person. Oh, I want to change the world. What does that mean? Oh, I don't know. I just want to change the world. Well, you got to have a plan. The book that I read every morning simply says, write the vision, make it plain. So you can't just walk up, wake up one day and be like, oh, I want to change the world. Well, you got to go back to the drawing board. And I heard Dr. Darius Daniels say it this way so clearly. He said, and I quote this, he said, clarity produces speed. Like sometimes we want to get somewhere so quickly and so fast, and we get there and we're unclear as to why we are there. And we find ourselves slowing down because we skipped over step number one. You got to develop a plan. See, I'm just letting you know what happened in my life. I think that there was a time in my life where I wanted to do, I had a desire to do, I had a want to do something that was outside of what I was doing in that moment, but I didn't sit down with a plan. I didn't sit down and develop, I should say, a plan. So what does planning look like for you? I think, and this is part 3A, I think that planning, as you sit down, you need to do a deep dive in self-awareness. I mean, I do a training as a certified personality and behavior trainer where I help people begin to unpack who they are, and people fall into four different categories. And one of the things that's powerful is that the particular program that I've been trained in, Dr. Eric Thomas has come together with his team, and they've now taken the DISC assessment and put it on an airplane so that everybody comes out either a pilot, a flight attendant, a ground crew personality, or air traffic controller. So if I really want to go to the next, if I really want to get unstuck, I've got to sit down and really turn off the music, turn off the TV, turn off Netflix, get to a quiet place with my head clear, look in the mirror, and that mirror can be that piece of paper. And I say to myself, who in the world am I? Yeah, for me to get unstuck, I had to sit down for a few days. Oh, man, I'm talking about painful. The only reason why it was painful because I had never taken the time to sit with myself, have a conversation with myself, and be real with myself. So if I'm going to develop a plan that's going to help me get from my unstuck position and get to wherever it is that I believe that I was born to be, I got to sit down as I'm planning and develop a healthy sense of self-awareness. Let me tell you why that's important. Because sometimes we are one thing in our heads. And we sit down and talk to people. They're like, oh, no, you're nothing like that. You're like, oh, but I thought that. No. You may think that you're that way, but this is how you actually show up in the room. Here's what we receive from you. You may have fooled yourself into believing that, hey, you're kind, you're nice, you're patient, all that good stuff. You may think that you're that. But yeah, when you show up in the room, that energy that you is totally different from what you think. But self-awareness helps us get to a place where we can be real with ourselves about that. So when I'm real with myself about who I really am, I got to then ask myself, 3B, hey, where do I see myself fitting in, or where do I see myself best serving? Where do I see this personality taking me, coupled with my gifts, my talents, and my strengths? Where is this going to take me? Okay, I love music. Cool. Where is that going to take you? What does that look like? What do you desire to do with that gift? Okay, change the world. In what way? I want to start a choir. Okay, we're getting somewhere. I want to be a solo artist. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Okay, I want to change the world. What genre or do you want to change the world? You know, so we got to get to a place where we start putting teeth to that which we're dreaming about. And we start saying to ourselves and reminding ourselves, hey, here's what I want to do. Here's how I want to do it. And then thirdly, I got to develop, or 3C, I've got to develop the discipline to sit with that thing every day. Whether it's raining, whether the sun is shining, whether it's snowing, whether it's sleeting, whatever it is, I've got to develop. In fact, there's a book. I'll put the link down in the show notes. Atomic Habits by James Clear. That gives us an understanding of the power and the importance of developing habits that compound. That's something I do every single day to hone, to sharpen. And there are some individuals who've testified to the fact that, hey, they've been doing stuff. They've been compounding habits and they're reaping benefits from that years later. So as I'm walking towards freedom, walking towards being unstuck, as I'm desirous of living in purpose, walking in purpose with my vision and gift in hand, what am I going to do? What am I committed to doing each and every day to sharpen, prune, hone, and continue to develop that in order for it to be most effective? Because I don't want to get in a position where I've developed, I've honed, I've put together my ideas around a gift, and then I find myself just being mediocre with it. No, if you got a powerful plan, a powerful vision, a powerful dream, I've got to be so passionate about it that not only do I want to get unstuck, but I never want to get stuck again. So what must I do to put myself in position so that I never go backwards? So I need courage. I need belief. And I also need a plan. So ask yourself, look in the mirror. Ask yourself today, how is my courage looking? How is my belief in myself? How is that looking? Then I got to ask myself, how is my plan looking? Or do I have a plan? Where do I start? Where do I end? Where do I go with this thing, this plan that I have to move forward in life? As I shared with you last time, I want to share with you again, it's imperative that you put the right people around you to move forward. Yeah, courage, belief, plan, all those are great. All those are necessary. But also what's necessary is having the right people around you that will push you, that will hold you accountable. Have any of you ever had a friend that called you out? You can't stand them calling you out, but you know that you need that calling out in order to stay on track. Yeah, we all need that friend, that person in our lives that will call us out to ensure that we're maintaining the courage, the belief, and walking according to that plan as well. Listen, I hope you'll share this episode. I hope that this has been of benefit to you. Again, down in the show notes, I'm going to link a few things that I recommended today to include the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Please don't forget to like, don't forget to share, and listen, don't just be on the fence. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, whatever platform you're listening on. I appreciate you. Also, we are still celebrating the launch of this new podcast show. And so I still want to connect with individuals who are saying, listen, I want to be a part of the Go, Grow, Glow community. I want to send you a free shirt. So once again, the next 10 people that subscribe to my YouTube page at Eugene J. Hamilton, the next 10 people that subscribe to my YouTube page or subscribe on any of the platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Music, whatever platform you're listening on, your favorite platform to get your podcast, just go ahead and hit that subscribe and that notification bell. And I promise you, we'll send you out a message to get the pertinent information and get you your very own merch. So that every day that you get up, you're growing, and you have the reminder that you ought to be glowing as well. Once again, thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to share this podcast. Looking forward to connecting with you next week, each Wednesday at 10 a.m. All right, take care. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.